smile.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Farmers and Merchants Bank joined you in cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. Hi, I'm Tracy Adams, a commercial loan expert, and just like the Bombers, I know it takes a great team to care for all your financial needs. Working as a team to help you reach your goals is the perfect game plan for success. Visit Farmers and Merchants Bank next to Hickory Park, and I'll be happy to help you find the right loan for your future. Remember, Farmers and Merchants Bank is in your corner, and always, go Bombers! Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Well, it is Mountain Home's ball to start this second half as they lead Heritage 38-22. Lady Bombers will be moving left to right for these last two quarters. You got some of the other numbers real quick?
Yeah, I'll get them to you here when we get into a break. All right. You got action going.
No problem. Mitchell takes inbound pass. We're back in the way. Ball goes from more on the left side. Back to Mitchell. Now Yonkers has it near the top. Oh, to McCon on the right side. DeFossis just outside the lane. She's going to the low block for the layup. Good.
Good job, Libby, there in the post. Just exerting her will, to be honest with you, and getting to the bucket.
Eight on the night for Fossis. Mount Holmes lead back to 18. 40-22 our score as we're 25 seconds into the second half. Ball goes to Olsen over on the right side to Howard. Howard will give it to Pockris. Pockris will throw it over on the right side to Rockwell. Ball goes up top to Howard. 15 left on the shot clock. Howard drills toward the right side. Gives up top to Holt. Holt will dribble on up top. Now throws over to Olsen on the left. Up top to Howard. Down to five. Howard's going to put up the jumper to beat the three-pointer, beat the shot clock. He goes out of bounds and misses everything.
Yeah, so I was talking with the coaches there at halftime, and neither one of them, one Coach Leonard or Coach Husky, were very happy with our defensive effort.
Yeah,
they're like, we're tired of not playing well on defense on teams that may not be as talented as what we've seen. And so I look for a concerted effort here. Nice pass inside.
That's much better. That's 15 more here. Fossis gets another layup off the assist from McCarr. Fossis and double figures with 10. Now Tone's lead is 20 now. 42-22 our score. Ball goes to Holt in the near the left corner. She drills out to the wing, puts up the three. Maybe that partial block. And Mitchell comes up with the ball. She's quickly finding McCarr back in the lane for the layup. Good!
Yeah, good pass by Brooklyn Mitchell right there. Nice assist, nice finish there by Brooklyn. Or by Anna, I'm sorry.
McCarr now Bell figures with 11. And Mountain comes up with another steal. Here's Mitchell back the other way. She's going to go find more for the layup. A little strong. Offensive rebound for Yonkers. She's going to go back over.
Put it in there. Put it in there.
Basket down to see it's back. Yonkers! Jaylee Yonkers will go to the line for the and-one situation. That foul's on Monica Howard, her third personal foul. 13 foul against the Lady War Eagles here in the third quarter. Karen Suarez and Austin Venegas-Cruz checking back in for the Lady War Eagles, replacing Tegan Holt and Joanna Rockwell, and also for Heritage. Madison Ketterman's coming in as Addie Olson takes a seat.
And you see, Matt, that's what we're talking about right there, how the defensive pressure and the steal by Brooklyn led straight to 2 points. Not directly, but great follow by Jalen, and she's able to finish that. But that's what the defensive pressure got us there.
She sinks her first free throw of the night. She has 9 now, 47-22. Mountain Home up with 6:13. Let's play in the third. Ball goes up top to Cruz, over on the right side to Pockris. She drills up to the top, throws over on the right to Howard. Howard will drill to the corner. Bell lost the hail. The ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Howard, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball with 6:01 left to play in the third.
Yeah, Brooklyn Mitchell just hounding her in the corner, and she couldn't handle the ball and just knocked it off herself.
Yeah, our kind of just threw it in kind of in frustration after the out-of-bounds call there.
Yeah.
Here is Mitchell into the front court. She'll give it to Yonkers over on the left side to Moore. Back up to Yonkers. Over to Mitchell on the right side. To Moore just outside the lane. She finds Fossis on the other low block for the layup. A little strong. And the rebound's controlled by Cruz.
Yeah, good pass there by Lake and hit Livy. Livy just got undercut a little bit, just a little too strong on the glass.
Here's Pockris with it. She'll give it to Ketterman. Down to Howard in the right left corner. She will throw it back out to Pockris. Now to Howard. Howard dribbles to the left side. Going toward the low block. Now picks up a dribble. Tries to throw it up top to Suarez. Ball knocked away, but Suarez is able to pick it up and avoid the turnover. Ball goes to Howard on the left side. She puts up the three. No good. And Mitchell gets a rebound from Mountain Home. She throws it quickly to Yonkers down in the low block. She's going up for another reverse layup. Shot was blocked. Charlie throws it off the off of Suarez, and it goes out of bounds. And Mountain Home will have it back with 5:12. Let's play in the third quarter. Sophie Cornell coming back in for Heritage, replacing Chloe Potters. And Lakin Anderson coming in for the Lady Bombers as Sophie Fossus takes a seat. 5:12 left to play in the third quarter. It's a 25-point lead for Mountain Home. Inbound pass goes to Moore in the left corner. She dribbles the elbow, gives it to McCarr, and she'll be pushed from behind. That is, that's Cruz's fifth foul. She's done for the night. Second team foul against Heritage here in the third quarter. So Cruz is going to spend the final 13 minutes on the bench. So she picks up her fifth foul. Lehman using almost all of his 30 seconds he's allotted, and he's going to bring in Joanna Rockwell back in. So 5:08, let's play in the third quarter. It is Mount Home with the ball, leading 47-22. Yonkers will inbound it to Moore on the right side. She immediately puts up the three-pointer. Good! Lakin Moore with 14 on the night. 50-22, Mountain Home up. 5 minutes left to play in the third. Here is Howard with it up top. She'll give it to Rockwell near the left elbow, over to Suarez on the right side. Now back to Howard. Howard dribbles to the right elbow, gives it to Ketterman. Ketterman dribbles in the corner. Throws it to Suarez, right, like gives it up top to Howard. Good. Howard takes the screen, picks up a drill, gives it to Suarez. Less than 10 left to shoot. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Yonkers. And back comes Mountain Home with it. Yonkers, she's going to go into the lane for layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 4.5 left in the third.
Good job, Jayla, there, getting the steal and putting her head down and getting to the bucket.
That's her first personal foul. Madison Ketterman picks up her first personal foul, the third team foul against the Lady War Eagles. So Yonkers back at the free throw line, where so far she is 1 of 1 with 9 points. First free throw is up. Good. So she's now in double figures. And one more to shoot. Same shot for Yonkers. Good. She gets both. She has 11 on the night. And Whitten Coleman's going to come in for Mountain Home as Yonkers will take a seat. 52-22, Mountain Home leading with 4.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter.
Great start to the second quarter. We've held them to 0 points, Matt.
Uh-huh.
Defensive intensity is what they asked for, and guess what they're getting.
Here's Ketterman with it. Sheila would give it to Cornog. Over to Howard on the right side. Howard will dribble up to the top. Over to Ketterman on the left. She dribbles up to the top, goes over to the right side, gives it there to Cornog. Cornog dribbles to the top. Throws over on the right side to Ketterman. 10 left on the shot clock. Ketterman dribbles into the lane. Now gives it to Cornog. Cornog's going into the lane for the runner. A little strong, and the rebound's controlled by McCarn. Back comes Moore with it. She's going to pull up for another three near the top. It won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Howard. 3:45. Let's play in the third quarter. Mount Home's lead is 30. Howard with it up top. Takes the screen, dribbles to the left side, gives it there to Cornog. Cornog's dribbling into the lane, going up for the layup, no good. And the rebound's actually saved in by Moore, but right into the hands of Suarez, who puts up the jumper good.
Basketball by Karen Suarez.
Karen Suarez with 7 on the night. Mount Holmes lead is 28 right now, 52-24 our score. Ball goes to Coleman near the left corner. She will throw it down to McCarn on the low block. She's going in for the layup, no good, but Ross contact. She's going to go to the free throw line with 3:16 left in the third.
Yeah, Lehman's down here. He's complaining, but, I mean, she fell underneath Anna and then grabs her legs.
Joanna Rockwell picks up her second personal foul, 14th foul. Before Anna McCarn free throws, Heritage is going to call a timeout. We'll break with 3:16 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Heritage 52-24. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Is your health in the hands of true experts? At Baxter Health, they're nationally recognized vascular surgeons. Dr. Heath Broussard, Dr. Kent Noctegal, and Dr. Nestor Arita are leading the way in cutting-edge vascular and endovascular surgery. Their team is dedicated to providing high-quality, compassionate care, specializing in the latest endovascular techniques to treat complex blood vessel conditions. Ask your primary care for a referral to the Baxter Health Heart and Vascular Clinic or call 870-508-3200 to schedule your appointment. Baxter Health, compassionate care beyond measure.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance. Large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Well, right now, Matt Holm is up on Heritage 52-24, but with 3:16 left to play in the third quarter, Anna Karn's going to see if she can build on that at the free throw line. She does hit the first free throw. She's shooting so much better from the line right now.
Yeah, she has 6-7 right now for tonight.
And one more to come. Second shot is up. She gets both. She now has 13. Matt Holm's lead back to 30. 54-24 our score. Here's Howard into the front court for Heritage. She'll give it to Ketterman. Ketterman dribbles toward the left side, gives it to Cornog. Cornog will dribble to the right. Now finds Howard. Howard's going to put up the three-pointer. It will not go. And the rebound's chased down by Moore. Moore quickly back into the front court. Throws it to Mitchell in the right corner. She'll dribble out to the wing. Now goes to the low block.
Good kick out.
Finds Anderson on the left side. Her three-pointer is up.
Great job there. Mitchell drove the lane, kicked that ball out. Lake and Anderson step in three wide open.
Anderson with their first 3 points of the night. Mounts home up 57-24. About 2.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Howard with it. Gives out to Cornog. Now her pass, Kerriman's knocked away, but Coleman's going to be called for the foul. That is Whitten Coleman's third personal foul. The first team foul against Mount Tom here in the third quarter. Sarah Williams and Kira also had some fares coming in for Mount Tom, replacing Lake and Moore, Brooklyn Mitchell, and Anna McCarr. This is the first time Alkire is coming in for Mount Tom. She is a 5'6 senior.
Let's go.
2:27 left to play. And it looks like a timeout is going to be called by Heritage. We'll break with 2:27 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mount Tom leading Heritage 57-24. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Well, Heritage using all of their last 30-second timeout that they've got as they will come back on the floor at 2:27. Let's play in the third quarter. Mount Tom up 57-24. Inbound pass goes to Howard. We're back underway. I think Heritage brought in some subs as well. I didn't see who all they had. I think Holt was one of them. Here is Howard with it, dribbling to the right elbow. Now gives it out to Pockris. I think she just checked in as well. Ball goes to Ketterman, down to Holt on the low block. She's going to put up the jumper. No good. And the rebound is knocked around and controlled. Well, the ball's still being fought for, actually. Finally, Howard is able to get the offense rebound. And now she'll give it to Holt. Ball goes to Ketterman on the right side. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. Madison Ketterman with her first
three-pointer. Yeah, so many times we've seen offensive rebounds lead to open threes because everybody's scrambling. And Rob Chair did a good job kicking it out there.
Here's Coleman with it on the right side. 140 left to play in the third. Gives it to Anderson. Anderson goes to the low block. Puts up the jumper. Good.
Yeah, good take there by Lakin Anderson.
She's got five on the night. Now it's home leading 59-27. Minute and a half left in the third. Here is Howard with it. She'll give it to Pockris. Pockris dribbles toward the right side. And now the ball goes to Kerriman. Now gives it back to Howard. Howard picks up a dribble. Gives it to Pockris. Well, and she's called for the travel. So Mount Tom will get it back with 1:13 left to play in the third as they lead by 32. Coleman will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Goes over to Alkire on the right side. Back up top to Coleman. Coleman will drill to the right. Tries to throw it down to Williams. Ball knocked away. They're going to say it was off Mount Home, and so it'll be Heritage's ball. Eddie Olson coming back in for the Lady War Eagles as Monica Howard takes a seat. 57.8 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home up 59-27. Hockers into the front court. I'm sorry, were you about to say
something? Yeah, I say if it sticks up like this, we may have a running clock, Matt.
Yep. Holtz will go into the lane. She can't get the layup, but she draws contact. She'll head to the line with 47.8 left in the third quarter. Megan Anderson picks up her first personal foul as the second team foul against Mount Tom here in the third quarter. So hold at the free throw line. For the first time tonight, first one is up and in. So one more to shoot for Holt. Second shot is up, bounces around, and falls in. So Tegan Holt now with 7 on the night.
Well, they started off shaking from the line. They're 8 for 11 for the night.
Yep. Here's Coleman giving it to Anderson. Over to Alkire on the right. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer there on the wing. It won't go. And the rebound is controlled by Anderson. Matoma will have it. Give it ball. Goes to Coleman on the left side. She's going to try for the three. Good.
Yeah, there we go. Nice step in three. Once again, offensive rebound by Lakin Anderson.
Got a wide open three for Witten. She did a good job making it.
20 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Shot clock is off. Mounts home up by 33. Here is Olsen with it. Now about has it knocked away. Now gives it to Pockers. Pockers will dribble towards the low block. Her jumper goes in and out. Offensive rebound for Rockwell. She puts it back up. Down to two. Matt Coleman's going to try one last team to beat the buzzer. It's a little strong. And we've come to the end of the third quarter, and we will have a mercy rule when we start the fourth quarter in just a moment. With 8 minutes left to play in this one, it is Mountain Home leading Heritage 62-31. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, they pride themselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. They believe in building strong relationships, and they take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so they can provide the best service possible. They invite you to stop by into any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Missouri to meet their team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC. Better together. Member FDIC. Go Bombers.